Today marks 2 years since Hamas attacked Israel, killing 1,200 civilians and soldiers, taking 251 people hostage, and precipitating a war that has left more than 65,000 Palestinians dead, according to Gaza health authorities. Our Israel correspondent notes in her essay today that the anniversary coincides with the start of Sukkot, when Jews recall their exodus from Egypt and build desert huts, flimsy yet tangible representation of safety and shelter. For many Israelis, as well as Palestinians, a home that's safe would be a good step toward a homeland that's safe. It's Tuesday, October 7th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The International Criminal Court convicted a leader of the feared Janjaweed militia of playing a leading role in atrocities in Sudan's Darfur region more than 20 years ago. It was the first time the court has convicted a suspect of crimes in Darfur. Ali Mohammed Ali Abdelrahman will be sentenced at a later date. The verdict came as allegations of atrocities and famine continue to emerge from Sudan in a new conflict. India and China will resume direct flights between the two countries after a 5-year freeze. It's the latest in a series of moves to normalize ties between the neighboring superpowers, as steep U.S. tariffs forced New Delhi to rethink its alliances. China-India relations, which collapsed after a deadly 2020 border clash, have long been marked by distrust and competition. But during Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China last month, he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping described their countries as partners, not rivals. Also, some bird species understand each other's alarm calls. Researchers at the Doñana Biological Station in Spain found that 21 bird species use the same whining sound when they see birds that lay eggs in other birds' nests, known as brood parasites. The discovery suggests that animal and human communication are on a continuum rather than language being a uniquely human feature, researcher Will Feeney told New Scientist. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. On the second anniversary of the massacre that ignited the war in Gaza, Dina Kraft, the Monitor's correspondent in Israel, reflects on how October 7th has exhausted Israelis and changed the society around her, which is experiencing anger, doubts, and concern over internal dissent. Dina Kraft writes from Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. Heated rhetoric is escalating the Trump administration's efforts to bend both the judicial branch and blue states to its will regarding a purported emergency of unauthorized immigration. Both targets are feeling the stress. Cameron Joseph reports from Washington for The Monitor. Republicans say Democrats want to give health care to unauthorized immigrants. The Democrats' proposal doesn't call for that, and the law prevents it in most cases. We look at the nuances of a top issue in the government shutdown. Caitlin Babcock reports for The Monitor. The world's use of solar power is growing at an unprecedented rate. That's good news for the planet, but in many countries, this boom isn't environmentally motivated. In Nigeria, for instance, solar is simply more reliable and increasingly more affordable, too. Ogar Monday reports from Zing, Nigeria, for The Monitor. Some might think that the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen is all in the past, but there is a generation of students at famed Tuskegee University, a historically black university, who are poised to rise to the standard of their predecessors. Ken Macon writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Trump's carrot for college reform. In the last 15 years, the public perception of higher education has plummeted. Only one-third of Americans rate such education as very important, down from three-quarters in 2010. Even a majority of college grads agree. Reform is now on the lips of many a university leader. And campus debates over types of reform have largely lived up to the core principles of advanced learning: civility, evidence, reason, and innovation. But then, earlier this year, the new Trump administration began to demand its brand of reforms and wielded a big stick. It cut, or threatened to cut, billions in federal funds to many universities. Some schools went along with the demands despite an erosion in academic freedom. Others resisted and won in the courts. The president's action disrupted the work of many universities and set a harsh partisan tone in the national discussion about university reform. Last week, however, the White House appeared to shift tactics. It offered an experiment in incentives and listening. It proposed a compact with 9 universities that would reward them with multiple positive benefits, such as new federal research grants, if they volunteered to make specific changes in 10 areas, from grade inflation to gender definition to a cap on international students. This carrot approach is similar to one started in 2009 by President Barack Obama with a program dubbed Race to the Top. It rewarded states that adopted K-12 education reforms preferred by the White House. The Trump administration has welcomed feedback on its proposal. Some of the 9 universities have opened a campus dialogue about the offer. A civil debate, the kind essential to learning, could now lead to compromises of all sides. The 9 schools were chosen because they have a president or a board that really indicated they are committed to a higher quality education, a top White House official told the Wall Street Journal. We hope all universities ultimately are able to have a conversation with us. Some of the proposed reforms might be difficult for the school leaders to accept. How can they prevent students from belittling conservative ideas, for example, without imposing on free speech? Yet, the door is now open for a two-way debate on the reforms, without bullying or lawsuits. Institutions of higher education are free to develop models and values other than those listed in the compact, states the proposal. Reason, respect, and facts just might prevail, and universities might again be seen as important for individual advancement. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how seeing ourselves and others the way God does can free us from unhelpful comparisons and opinions. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, and Alyssa Britton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.